Welcome back. I have the opportunity and pleasure to visit with Nishner Productions and Emily Martin with me. Emily, Development Specialist with Nishner Productions. Yes. How are you?
Hello, Aaron. I'm good.
Nice to see you.
Thank you.
What you been up to?
Oh, you know, just the normal end of summer, fall kind of things. Yeah.
What's your favorite season? Summer, fall, winter, spring?
Fall. And we haven't quite got there.
Oh, gosh. Isn't that the truth? Me too, by the way. Fall's my favorite. And we have with us a new acquaintance for me, Rachel Bailey. Rachel, how are you?
I'm great. And you?
Nice to meet you. I'm doing well.
Nice to meet you too.
Quality Assurance and Safety Specialist.
Yes.
What's your favorite season?
I like summer.
Summer?
Yeah.
The hot weather, going to the beach, going to the lake. What do you like about summer?
I like to be outside, do the landscaping, the yard work. We have a pool in our backyard, so maintaining that and having the kids come over, all that fun stuff.
Very cool. Well, you're kind of bum then.
Yeah.
So, all right. How long have you been with Nishner Productions?
It will be 6 years, October 22nd.
6 years. You're from where?
Shenandoah.
So what's the best part about your day job?
Oh, I don't know. I suppose it would be the collaboration with all of the staff that I work with, mm-hmm. getting to see the clients, knowing that we're making their lives better one day at a time.
Yeah. You know, do you work in Shenandoah largely?
No, my main office is here in Red Oak.
Okay.
But I do bounce between the two.
Because you have, before we turned the mics on here and started recording, you've expanded to a pretty significant footprint in Southwest Iowa.
Absolutely.
Correct, Emily?
Yes.
I mean, so you're kind of all over.
Yes.
So, very cool. Well, nice to meet you, Rachel.
It's nice to meet you.
Rachel Bailey with us. Okay, let's talk about a couple of things. October is Disability Employment Month. I'm going to throw that out in there in general. There's probably a lot there to touch on, and that's Rachel or Emily.
That's Rachel.
Yes.
That would be me.
So let's talk about it, Rachel. So what does that mean?
So community employment in our role is many different things. Just kind of depends where they start in the services. So typically speaking, when they're referred to us, they start in a service called Career Exploration, where we do a lot of volunteer work.
Okay.
And we do that for roughly 10 hours. And then once we get through that, then we move towards, we could do either job development or job shadows, depending on what the client wants.
Mm-hmm.
And depending on what route they go, depends on the service again. So job shadows is just going out to employers that they're interested in and seeing what they do and how their work day is. And then job development is just developing those jobs by doing resumes, talking to employers, those types of things.
How do you make the connection with employers? So do you reach out to employers or do they reach out to you? How does that connection begin and that relationship begin?
Sure. So there have been times when we've had employers reach out to us and we just go out and talk to them and let them know what our services are and how we can provide and help them.
Mm-hmm.
But typically, depending on the clients that we're working with and the entities that they're interested in working at, the staff will just go out and talk to whoever is in charge for that particular employer.
Yeah.
To get information to them and ask them if they're interested and kind of go from there.
How many communities do you work? I guess before we get to that, the footprint of area that you cover, I mean, you all of Southwest Iowa, do you have employers throughout the region?
So we have Mills County, Fremont County, Page, Montgomery. We do a little bit in Taylor County.
Okay.
We go clear over to Bedford.
Okay.
So it's just kind of this rural corner that we work from.
What's the biggest challenge when to developing that relationship and then ultimately placing someone in that employment? What's the biggest challenge?
So I would say making sure that we're finding the right positions for the clients. Sometimes they think something sounds absolutely great, but when they get into that position, it's not really what they like.
Yeah.
And then just having the basic stigma on employers, not necessarily being for sure on if they want to work with us or not,
yeah.
and how that will affect them, those types of things.
I kind of want to address that. So what you say, the stigma, what's the biggest obstacle to overcome there with maybe level of expectation or how do you, what's the biggest challenge in that?
So typically, when I first started Nishner, I worked in CE for 3.5 years before I took my current position. So my way of approaching that would just be letting them know that, you know, this individual wants to be treated just like everyone else.
Yeah.
Our job is to integrate them into the community,
mm-hmm.
And work just as a normal employee. So all the rules, the policies, regulations apply to them just like they would you or I.
Right.
And I think one of the other big obstacles we have is that not very many of our people are able to go out and work a 40-hour work week.
Mm-hmm.
And so we need to find employers who are willing to break up a job mm-hmm. into maybe say a 6-hour work week or an 8-hour work week, and finding employers who are willing to do that and turn one position into maybe 2 or 3,
yeah.
that's also a challenge. Yeah.
But you can do it and do it successfully, though. I mean, yes. and you have done it many times, obviously, yeah. with the number of employers and employees that you work with doing that. So very cool.
And if they have a vacant position that's 40 hours a week and we can fill that gap for 6 hours or 10 hours a week, it's still 10 hours that they weren't getting.
Yeah. Right.
So it's still helping them.
How many of your clients do you have right now that are actively seeking employment? Do you have a large number that are looking?
We have a wait list.
We actually have a wait list of 43 individuals that we need to work with. But with that, we also are short 2 staff in okay. our department. So trying to make sure that we hire individuals that are qualified, because the state has certain rules and regulations that we have to follow
mm-hmm.
in order to hire people. So right now we're just doing strictly job coaching and okay. we have people on a wait list.
So. All right. So do you have activities, because October is Disability Employment Month? Are there activities that you have scheduled or planned for this month, or just gonna talk about it and recognize it?
No. We're just talking about it, recognizing it, doing some social media education posts. No, nothing special, specific okay. planned.
If someone wanted to learn more, let's say I'm an employer and I'm thinking this could work for me. This would work, you know, there's a position that maybe I could break it up, or maybe it's just 5 or 10 or 20 hours a week. How would I go about that? Do I call? Is there an interview process that I have to go through? What's that like?
No, typically if they're interested, all they need to do is just reach out to me at Nishnet, and I will return their call and we'll get things moving.
Okay. Very cool. I think it's probably everyone wins in that situation, don't they?
Sure.
They do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And again, throughout Southwest Iowa. What do you... I just have a lot of questions. Transportation, how does that work?
So it kind of depends on what that looks like. So depending on the service will depend on transportation. So in the beginning services that we do provide the transportation, coming in, picking them up, working with them, and then taking them back home.
Yeah.
Once we get them into the actual job, generally speaking, we try to push it off onto them for them to use their natural supports in order to use transportation.
Okay. All right. Very cool. So reach out and know that it is an option available to our employers. So
yes.
Very cool. Anything else, Emily or Rachel, we need to touch on around Disability Employment Month? Got it?
I think so.
Let's talk about the Nishnet has grown. At least it seems to me that it has grown over the last few years. Talk to me about the new site in Essex.
So we just opened up a new 4-bedroom, 2-bath, all one level ranch house, accessible house in Essex. It's there on the south side of the football field.
Mm-hmm.
We did an open house a few weeks ago, and we just had people move in yesterday. So
awesome.
On October 1st, we opened and had our first residents moving in, and we're very excited. These are people who are new to Nishnet,
mm-hmm.
so new clients, and that was part of the funding requirements for opening this house. And we are looking at some more houses to be built. And I believe the next one is possibly Red Oak.
Okay.
You're hearing it here first.
Okay. All right. So potentially in Red Oak that can
yes.
happen. Yes. Now, are you looking for people, like as far as employments for people to be involved with that, or is it's completely full at this point? Your residents are full, and
we do have some empty beds, some
yeah.
empty rooms. What is the number now? Do you know off the top of your head?
Oh, I have no idea.
I
it
know
it fluctuates.
It fluctuates because of different placement situations.
Sure.
But overall, we do have a few empty beds, but there is still a big wait list across the state of people. It just, there's a process, as there always is when you're involving funding
mm-hmm.
from the state. So just depending on where we are in the paperwork and in the process.
Now, do you have employees that go to the house as well? How does that work?
Yeah. So each site has its own staff.
Yes.
And
staff is the word I'm looking for, and it wasn't coming to me, Emily.
That's
so
right.
Yes.
So yes, each house has its own staff. And that staff is managed by a team leader. And houses, some of them have 4 or 5, but some of them have 7 or 10 staff. just depending on the needs of the residents that are there.
Okay. So that's in Essex. I know you have sites in Red Oak. How many other communities do you have sites like this in, like residential type sites?
We have sites in Malvern and Shenandoah and Sydney and Glenwood.
Again, through Southwest Iowa, throughout the whole region here. So,
I believe our with the opening of the Essex House, that puts us at 29 residential sites.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And more planned, obviously,
more
right?
More planned, yeah. Yes.
We'll be at 30 soon.
Yes, I can't wait.
Okay. Emily Martin with me, a development specialist with Nishna Productions, and Rachel Bailey, quality assurance and safety specialist with Nishna Productions. It's fall season. It's parade season. There have been fall festivals and all kinds of parades. What have you been doing with around fall parades?
We kicked off our parade season with Hamburg's Popcorn Days at the beginning of September.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a first for us. It was the first time we've ever participated in that. And we had one of our residential sites go down and participate in that. They rode in their residential vehicle and tossed out goodies and just had a great time. And for people who have mobility challenges, being able to participate in a parade like that is pretty awesome.
Yeah.
They got pretty jazzed about that.
Yeah.
After Hamburg's Popcorn Days, we went to Malvern's and Red Oak's Homecoming Parades.
Mm-hmm.
Those were on the same day, so that was a bit of a challenge. But we did it. It worked, and we participated.
A logistical challenge with that one, but you did it.
Well, and our saving grace was that Malvern's parade was so much earlier because they moved their homecoming game up earlier because of the construction at their school. So that did help us. We were grateful for that. But we had two very successful parades on that day. We did the Shanfest parade, and that was a lot of fun.
Yes.
We have no leftovers from what we threw out. We had two vehicles in that parade. And they threw out all the stuff that I gave them.
Awesome.
Throw out. So they had a lot of fun. We had three different residential sites participating in ShanFest.
That's good. That's fun stuff.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
It's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And it's one of our biggest goals is that the people that we serve are truly interactive and a part of their communities.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the best ways for them to feel that way and to be actively engaged and to be visible to other members of the community.
Certainly. Very cool.
And then...
are there more parades coming, or is that season wrapped up?
The last one will be the Glenwood Parade.
Oh, okay.
And by the time this airs, it will have passed. But the Glenwood Homecoming Parade will be our last one.
Then what are you moving into? Because you don't rest, Emily. You don't rest. You're
no,
not going to stop and say, now we're finished.
But then we move into Halloween, and we move into all the fun Halloween activities that the different communities have. And I think when I say five or six of those that we're doing...
Okay.
So
hit me with a few of those. I'm going to put you on the spot here.
Okay. Everyone. So going through geographically.
And by the way, no notes at all on this. You're just doing this straight from memory.
Yes.
So
we'll have Moonlight Madness in Shenandoah. We will have the Trick or Treat on the Trail here in Red Oak. Trick or Treat on the Trail in Stanton. We have Trunk or Treat in Malvern. And we'll have Square Croquet Days in Glenwood. And I think that's all of them. That's five.
There you go. Very good. That's a lot of organization, isn't it, to get all of that together?
It is a lot of organization, but over the years, as we continue doing this, different residential sites take ownership of that,
mm-hmm.
and I kind of coordinate all that and make sure that they have the goodies to hand out, and if they need a table or they need a tablecloth or whatever, I help them with that. But they take ownership, and they are really starting to enjoy putting on some costumes and getting out there and just interacting with the people at those events.
I love it. So Rachel, you said you're based in Red Oak.
I am, yeah.
Generally speaking.
Yeah.
Right? And Emily, you're in Red Oak.
Yes.
But how do you, because as we have mentioned, you're through Southwest Iowa,
mm-hmm.
meaning Nishna Productions is through Southwest Iowa. How do you get all of your staff together? How do you manage all of the different locations and your staff? Do you have like a big Zoom meeting every week, or how does that work?
Email is wonderful.
Yes.
Email is, technology is our friend most days.
And I mean, for my staff that I work with, for my departments, we have monthly meetings, and if I need to speak with them, you know, I'll send an email saying, hey, we need to meet special for, you know, X, right. Y, and Z.
Because you're dealing with people on sites, these 29 sites.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, and everyone's at a different schedule at a different time, and that whole concept or that whole the logistics of all that gets to be kind of complicated at times, doesn't it? Yes.
So in theory, the way it works is that there is a meeting with management once a month. Uh-huh. And so all the supervisors and the team leads meet with management.
Yeah.
And they get all the messages that they need to relay for the next 30 days. And then those team leads have their individual staff meetings. So this house might have its own staff, and they have their own staff meeting every single month.
Okay.
And that is how information is disseminated in person. And then, of course, we also utilize our email systems.
So you're adding, again, we have with us Emily Martin, a development specialist, and Rachel Bailey, quality assurance and space safety specialist. You're growing.
Yes.
You're adding another, you have 29 locations. You're going to add another site in the near future.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Where does it all go from here? You said there's a wait list statewide for clients. Where does it go? Where is it going, Emily?
That is completely up in the air. That's really anybody's guess.
Yes. Aaron.
Because so much of our funding comes from Medicaid, and with the changes in funding that are coming down from the federal government, we don't know what our future looks like. It's very uncertain. So we're kind of operating on a wing and a prayer that we're going to have the funding that we need to continue providing services in the future. We're just not sure what that's going to look like.
So it's Disability Employment Month. So we kind of touched a little bit early in our conversation about that whole employee-employer relationship that you work with. Are there other services that you offer with Nishna Productions? What are the other services?
We've touched on residential, mm-hmm. and we provide residential care for people who are nearly independent and they don't live in one of our sites. They live maybe with some roommates or in an apartment on their own, and they just need a couple hours of support a week, making sure that they have food in their house, that they've made their doctor's appointment, that their meds are set up, their bills are paid.
Yeah.
So we provide, that's called hourly services. We provide that. We provide the residential care. Everybody we just help them make their meals, and they make their own beds, and they take care of themselves, get themselves dressed, all the way to where we provide, you know, we have to feed them, and we mm-hmm. have to help them get out of bed, and we have to help them shower. We right. provide the whole level, the whole spectrum of care in residential.
Okay.
And then we have what's called day habilitation. And that is a Monday through Friday, 8:45 to 3:20 program, where they can go on outings, and they do volunteer work, and they learn different life skills, and they do different projects. They here in Red Oak, they deliver meals on, they help Mondays, they deliver meals on wheels.
Okay.
And once a month they meet with the ladies at one of the churches and play board games. They go to the daycare and they volunteer there once a month. So they stay very active, and it's a good way to keep them from just sitting at home and doing nothing and watching paint dry.
Yeah. Do you have a number of, I mean, do you fill up? Are you full with clients, or do you have more capacity to continue to take more clients on? I don't know if I'm phrasing that correct.
Yeah. So that's a great question. Our ultimate goal for Nishna Productions is to expand all of our services. And so for like day habilitation, we have had three different towns that we provide those services, and we're expanding those. So we're taking on new clients.
Okay.
Just like residential or our hourly or any other service that we provide, our ultimate goal is to expand and become quite large.
But like residential, you have a capacity at the moment.
We do.
You have a number.
Yes.
Are you at capacity, or do you have a few
close
spots open?
Close.
Okay.
Close.
But you're continually looking, like you say, to grow and expand.
Yes.
Hit this level, and then we're going to look at doing something else. Obviously, we're going to build a new site in Red Oak, right? We just learned.
But it's an exponential thing. I mean, the need is there.
Yes.
But if we take on more residents, then we also need more staff.
Mm-hmm.
And therein lies the challenge. You know, we can't grow in one area without also growing another area.
And you provide the environment, like you touched on, with funding challenges.
Yes.
And a little uncertainty. That plays into the equation as well.
So. Absolutely.
All right. Emily Martin and Rachel Bailey. What else we need to touch on? Emily or Rachel,
Well, stay tuned. Next time we come talk to you, we'll probably be talking about our Night to Shine prom in February.
Yes.
So teaser on that.
I'm looking forward to that. So nice to see you both, and make it a great day. Pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for all the work you do too, by the way.
Thank you.
Thank you. Make it a great day.